Tomaszewska Diaz, and I'm a secretary of the Westerhills Community Council.
How long have you lived in Westerhills?
We've moved here in 2010, so it will be 5 years in April.
And where did you live before?
The previous place was the Gorgi area, and then Morrison Street, the time before, and the very first place was the Clarminston area.
What's your favourite thing about the area?
I really like that everything is very close, like you've got a very good bus connection, bus is just next to you. The library, 2 minutes run, the local organizations, there's quite a lot of charity organizations in the area. Yeah, shopping centre, very close.
What was it that caused you to get involved with the community council?
When we moved here, first time when we bought the flat, I think before we were taking care of the surrounding areas, but till you don't have your own place, probably you don't feel like you are going to stay for longer in one place. After a few months, I kind of noticed that there are rubbish outside of the building or overgrown bushes, and I thought, oh, there must be somewhere, a part of council, if you don't get help, that you can go and maybe raise that. So I started checking where I can go, and I found information about the community council. I went in 2011, I think that was the first meeting in February. Or I don't know, I was thinking, oh, do I really want to go back and get involved? Because it seems it didn't have young people involved. There was just few, I think 5 people at that meeting. Plus, I think 2 local councillors, and I didn't understand a lot of about structure, how does it work, and you know, how does it compare with council organizations. Or I kind of thought, okay, if I want to help, I need to go back. And then there was an issue, there was no enough members. So I think there was at some point in 2011 that the community council might not survive, so we kind of offered that I will help with newsletter, and yeah, that's how it started.
And then newsletter on to becoming secretary. So what's involved with your role as the secretary?
Part of kind of usual stuff, like preparing a minute and agenda, responding to emails and being in touch with councillors, other members, or responding to any queries from kind of outside, new people. I'm involved in the Southwest Community Funding Panel, so I go to those meetings. Basically any other meeting I can go.
What do you think is the most important work done by the community council?
I mean, you cannot see it yet, but I think the fact that we won the battle about the link, the underpass, is one of the biggest. It started probably in 2012 and took quite a lot of meetings, and you know, we had to write letters to previous owners of the shopping centre, and then we had to ask council for additional money. I was involved in the stakeholder group meeting for the Healthy Living Center. So that was the first kind of battle, but then the underpass, the link. Also the bus stop. I think it took a few months, or even more than a few months, to get it running, get permission. And I enjoy being involved. I sometimes complain that I don't have enough time, but the fact that you can go out of the house and, you know so many people, like being... I don't know if I would be able to live in a place and not being involved in any organizations. I like the fact that I know people working for local organizations and have always someone to talk to. I like to feel that I can help.
What would you say to people who aren't sure if they should get involved?
Oh, get involved. I think we need more people. The older people, they try to help us much. I mean, older members, but there are always some issues with health. And we lost a few people. They had other issues. They had to stop coming to the meetings. It would be good to get more people involved. You can hear what's happening in the area. You can raise any local issues related to your smaller particular place.
But how can people get involved?
They can come to a meeting and meet the members and hear what's happening, what are the plans, what is on the agenda, and can raise their problems, and if they want to get involved, probably the first thing would be to come to the meeting and meet people and see how it works.
Is there anything you want to add?
Kind of appeal to people who have maybe problems but they don't know how to deal with them, and maybe they try to contact either housing association or council or whichever problem they have and they don't know how to deal with it, they can come, raise it and get involved.